really get discouraged of like, well, Lord, I've done all this stuff, right? Like, all right, I've gone to church. I read my Bible. I pray. Let's make with the plans. I think it's a pretty good plan right here. Let's
make with the plans.
But I think it's kind of shows a little bit of light for some people. This kind of genie-esque thing we have going with the Lord of, right? Like, well, I've done the thing. Transactional, more like, I've done the thing, now I get the good life, right? Welcome back, guys. This is Uncommon. I'm Joshua.
I'm TJ.
And you can be uncommon, too. So today we are talking about what we do when God, quote-unquote, wrecks our plans.
Oh, boy.
So, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely a planner. I had a plan going into high school and college, like, all right, going to go to college for this amount of time, get married by this point, have kids by this point, house, dog, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that is not how that planned out.
Right.
And I know there's a lot of people that I've known over the years of, like, a friend of mine who he just recently got a girlfriend, and he had been wanting to be married for a while, right? And so it's one of those things that if you're not careful, you can really get discouraged of like, well, Lord, I've done all this stuff, right? Like, all right, I've gone to church. I read my Bible. I pray. Let's make with the plans. I think it's a pretty good plan right here.
Make with the plans.
But I think it's kind of shows a little bit of light for some people. This kind of genie-esque thing we have going with the Lord of, right? Like, well, I've done the thing, transactional, more like, I've done the thing, now I get the good right. life, right? And, you know, Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And I think a lot of us, that control of the idea of like, well, you can plan this, but, and you may get there, but it's not going to be the way you want it to be.
Right. Now, and this is probably counterintuitive to my realist side. My realist side would think to be like, you know, I make a plan. We stick to the plan.
Right.
That's what I know. I tend to be a plan. Well, the plan's changed. Okay. Here's a new plan. That is unusual, for a realist. Like, let's go this way, and that's where we go.
Yeah.
Mom is the opposite. She is the dreamer. And so if, like, you know, we say you're going to take a flight and you go there, she's thinking, there's a chance I could fly the plane. I go there, I'm going to get my seat, and we'll take off.
Right.
At worst, we may miss the flight. But I think expectations is key to this. That whole even Steven piece. Mom tends to float in the clouds, and then when things don't go that way, she's a little bit disappointed, very upset sometimes, and can be very emotional for her. That's why, in the last episode, that's why she hates change so much. And so you can see why I kind of embrace that a little bit more. Because I don't know what God knows. And so whatever plan I make is based off what I think I know.
Right.
And his plans are infinitely better than mine. So if the plan changes, I think that's probably a better thing, because he directs my steps.
Right.
I don't know where the hell I'm going. I think we should go this way. He knows I should go this way.
Right.
And there's a big difference there.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things, like, some people may struggle with the idea, like, okay, well, do I just not plan anything and just, like, let that kind of rock and roll? Because I think there's a certain level of, like, well, planning general terms, right? But at the end of the day, understand that this is, it's not yours, right? It's the Lord's.
Sure.
You know, we are here to, you know, glorify him and, you know, complete his will, right? And I think that sometimes we get that twisted with the idea of, well, I'll use society, right? Like, all right, you should be married and have two children and a white picket fence and a house and a dog
sure.
by this age. And sometimes we try to do the, we see that and go, okay, so that's the plan. That's the plan. The Lord's like, that's the world's plan. That's not my plan for your life.
Sure. I mean, if Paul knew all the suffering that he would have had to go through, I don't know if he would have gone on the road to Damascus.
But I'm going to go around it forever. They're just not going to go through. I'll take the long way around the mountain.
If Moses would have known he wasn't going to be allowed in the Promised Land, if Joseph would have known he'd had to go to, you know, be sold into slavery and prison to get to be second in command, on and on. Only one who could do that was Jesus.
Yeah.
And it not change his direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big difference.
Yeah, and I think it's easy for us to read those stories and go, oh, okay. See, there was a plan. There was a plan. I mean, I had none of these knuckleheads probably knew the plan going in. I mean, we just finished reading Jonah as a Bible study group, and that's always, we were talking about this today, but the shirt that had the whale with Jonah swimming said, get in, loser, we're doing God's will. Favorite one so far. But, I mean, you know, when there was a plan, Lord told him plan, and the funny part about him going, I don't like that plan, Lord, and tries to run away. And the Lord's like, I'm sorry, I phrased this as a question. This is what's happening now.
Right. I mean, we look at Katrina. I mean, for us to get here at this moment, we had to go through Hurricane Katrina, be evacuated, displaced, live in Arizona for, you know, year and a half, come to North Carolina, start the company, get involved with Uncommon. That led us here. If you'd have said, hey, TJ, we're back in New Orleans. it's going to be about a two-year thing. This is the path you're going to have to take to get to this moment here.
Right.
I've been like, ooh, is there like a plan B that doesn't involve all that? Because when you were in Arizona that first couple of months, it was not great.
Yeah.
Not great. And so I think that's everything. That's exactly why, you know, God directs our steps.
Mm-hmm.
We think we're in control of things. It's an illusion. And so thank goodness I'm not in control of that, because I would have just screwed that up. And I wouldn't have been here at this moment.
Right, and I think that, you know, sometimes that it requires us to kind of be aware of God's voice in the moments of like, hey, if you're not in the Word praying and, you know, fellowshipping with the saints, you're not going to be able to hear His voice in those moments of direction. And then you're going to be really frustrated, upset. Well, why are we going this way now all of a sudden? It's like, well, Lord's like, man, I have a plan if you just trust me, but you're not putting your faith in me right now.
So I had a guy I was talking to today, out of the blue. He left his job. He was a CEO of a company. Stepped down because of all the stress and anxiety and that kind of thing. And he's like, how did you get to 19 years with your studio and not like just take a toll? I'm like, who said it didn't take a toll?
Right.
I used to have thick, lustrous hair. Think of Fabio, but sexier. And I said, well, he said, is there anything you can kind of tell me that, like, one or two things that would help me get going with this? I said, well, just like salvation, don't wait for the perfect moment. You'll never be ready, good enough to come to Christ. Mm-hmm. Just die for your sins where you are when you hear that message.
Yeah.
I said, if you're looking to wait for your qualified or ready to start your own business, you can be waiting a while.
Yeah.
Then the other side of that is people think, I can do a side hustle.
Mm.
Who needs to go to college or do anything? I'm starting. I'm going to be a CEO. Mm. Just because you got a business card with the word CEO on it doesn't make it, you know, actually legitimate. Mm. And so we spoke about that because, you know, you can see that he's right there at that crossroad of where do I go?
Yeah.
He's a believer as well. And so he's been talking to his pastor about it, and he's kind of been giving a devotion on letting go and letting God. And it's just the exact thing. I mean, the heart of man plans his ways, but the Lord directs his steps. I mean, establishes his steps. I think that person is really looking for God to establish his steps in the next, say, 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that as a Christian, like, you know, we have the great option of, like, you know, if plans don't go according to plan, at least having faith that the Lord can use that, you know, event, thing that went wrong, not achieved thing, to further His kingdom in some capacity,
sure.
Right? Like, if you're not a Christian and you have no faith in the Lord and you think we're here because of accidents, I don't know where you go from that. I mean, it must be so hard to not let that just, like,
crush you,
make you very bitter at the world of, like, because if you're not thinking of, like, a grander scheme of, you know, glorifying the Lord with our actions and our words and our, you know, time, treasure, and talents, I don't know, like, all right, well, that
this
didn't work.
It?
Yeah, I flipped the coin, and, well, it didn't work out, so now I'm upset.
So I'm working at Belk's, making, you know, $9 an hour, and I'm, like, 47 years old. That's it?
Yeah.
So if you are not bound for heaven, that you, I would highly recommend you change your ways.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not going to be all sunshines and roses, but, I mean, I definitely think it's at least there's a way to, you know, orient yourself towards this of, like, yes, it didn't go to plan, but at the end of the day, he's still on the throne.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
No, I mean, no, not every change is the same.
Sure.
You know, change plans of, like, well, we're going to go eat here instead of there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth the problem.
Yeah.
You just lost a child, lost your business, got fired, have cancer. I mean, some changes are much, much bigger than the others. And so I think it helps when the big changes come.
Yeah, definitely.
Because the small changes, I think that it's kind of like making money.
Mm-hmm.
You're making plenty of money. Boy, I'm not quite sure God has your attention. You're like, man, the ends are overlapping. I can't count the money. It's so much. My hand gets tired. Versus, I don't know. List God today. I don't know how I'm going to pay my house note now that I've made this change.
Mm.
So, brother, be praying. Be praying about that and see where God directs you.
Yeah. So, you know, all that to be said, you know, start with reading your Bible, you know, getting plugged into your church, having accountability. But for, like, one actionable step this week is, like, looking over your life and seeing what thing, what event, what change that took place in your life that you were still holding on to and saying, well, if this had just been different, my life would be better, and giving that up.
I was telling Mom the other day, we were talking about some change, and I said, you know, when that change has come, did God move?
Hmm.
It may not have been an hour later or a week later or a year later, but did God move? She said, yes. So when the next change comes, why do we have such a hard time remembering that God moves? Israelites, boy, I'd have been one of the exact Israelites in there doing the same things over and over again. But because that story is there, we can kind of look at it and say, why can't we remember that, yes, I'm going through something that I don't like.
Mm.
You know, I did this, I didn't go, I went through the same, or something different I didn't like last year. And God was there.
Yeah.
Nothing's changed. The situation has changed, but God has not.
Yeah.
I think it's important to keep that. We remember that God is on the throne, no matter what goes our way.
Right. I mean, in our Bible reading, me and Heather, we're in that 1st, 2nd Samuel, Chronicles, Kings, all that kind of happening at the exact same moment, right, with a little bit of Psalm thrown in. But David has been anointed king. He's ruling. And what's interesting is seeing the course of his life, and you talk about crazy, right? I mean, starts off killing Goliath, being a shepherd, to then killing tens of thousands of people for Saul, and then getting chased out by Saul. But what's interesting is when he's on the run from Saul, and he's, you know, fighting the Philistines and all that, he is constantly asking the Lord, should I go do this?
Yeah.
What's my next step? Should I go against these Philistines? Are you giving them into my hand? That kind of thing. I think that's something that we don't do today.
Sure.
That we probably should. I mean,
take it to the throne.
Yeah. I mean, I think that the thing that is important to note, though, is take it to the throne, you leave it at the throne. Because it's easy to go to and say, all right, Lord, I've prayed about this decision about quitting my job or, you know, wanting to start a family. I'm going to take this with me. I'm going to walk out the front door. You know, it's hard to do that, but and it takes practice, but it's one of those things that if you pray about it, it needs to stay there. It can't just be, I'm going to hold on to this now. I'm going to show it to you, Lord, and I'm going to take it back.
Right.
You know,
because I don't trust you enough with this.
Right.
I still want my hands on it.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think that if we could point you to somewhere to start, the Word of God, definitely your church. If you're looking for another resource, uncommon.org is a great option for a devotion. We have all types of content around changes. We write these things specifically because we go through changes, just like you go through changes, and we write about it.
Yeah.
What a concept. So check it out at uncommon.org. There's probably about 85 devotions available. Several of them are on life changes and prayer and communication with God. So
there's an entire playlist on YouTube, Life Changes. You can go see all the podcasts that we've done around this topic. And it's everything from simple, you know, talking about planning as a general topic to, you know, first parent to empty nesters. So, you know, we have content runs the gambit, and, you know, there's a lot of content out there for you to use, but, you know, feel free to read through that and see what you kind of get from it.
Only one of them is uncommon content.
True, yeah.
Take that, a little wordplay. All right, well, let's thank our sponsor, Wilson Technology Group. Robbie and his team have been faithful over the years with their support. I wanted to thank them. They're an IT company here based in Charlotte, but they service everywhere. So if you need that, be sure to check out Wilson Technology Group. And so, Joshua, hit them with it.
If you're going to be something, you're going to be